We start with news items which are sadly all rather downbeat. It seems that the CEYMS Club in the centre of town may be closed, bringing a long-standing presence to an end. Then, up at Munsley, there has been further coastal erosion, with a collapse of part of the cliff. Waiting times for accident and emergency at the N&N Hospital are worse than other parts of the country. On another tack, there is worrying news so far as the football club is concerned too, with another loss in the Premier League. Here's the first news item. Members desperately trying to secure the future of a city centre gym believe their efforts are continuing to fall on deaf ears. The Norwich Church of England Young Men's Society, premises in Brigg Street, are currently being used just one evening a week for table tennis matches. But the gym, squash and snooker tables have been gathering dust since March 2020, as members were sent a letter saying the trustees intended to close the site permanently. Member David Clark, 76, whose son, father and grandfather have had membership since the 1890s, personally met with trustee Adam Owen in a bid to keep the Brigg Street premises going. Mr. Clark, who owns City Bookshop, said, "The members have put forward all sorts of ideas for bringing Brigg Street up to date. These include turning the unused squash courts into rooms for gym weights and allowing a more fluid and mixed gender membership." Adam was of the view there is no demand for this. "We could attract a more economic membership in the city centre. We want to take on a feasibility study to bring Brigg Street up to scratch. We've not given up." The society, which is solvent and supported by rents from the two shops on the street frontage, has lost its paid administrator, but continues to run its football and cricket teams at the Hilltop Sports Ground in Swardston.
Tons of sand and soil have been thrown onto the beach at Munsley after a cliff fall just yards from people's homes. Part of the cliff collapsed in the early hours of Thursday, December the 9th, submerging a section of wooden sea defences and cutting off part of the beach at high tide. The collapse happened yards from several residential buildings. Bev Reynolds, village resident, said she was shocked to see that so much of the cliff face had fallen away. Mrs. Reynolds, who is part of a group called Munsley Action for Cardiac Hill and Coastal Gun Battery, which aims to preserve the cliff line, said she believes the collapse near Seaview Road happened because of the amount of rain that has fallen in the past few days. Mrs. Reynolds says it was the largest cliff fall she had seen in the past 10 to 12 years she had lived in the area, apart from a huge cliff collapse at Trimmingham in January last year. Next year, work is due to start on a £7 million project to shore up sea defences in Cromer and Munsley, which Mrs. Reynolds said could not come fast enough.
Waiting times at all three Norfolk accident and emergency departments are worse than the national average. While the NHS aims nationally to ensure that 95% of A&E patients are seen within 4 hours, the average in England last month was just 74%, up from 73.9% in October, which was the worst since records began. But in Norfolk, the figures were even lower, with just 69.3% of A&E patients at Galston's James Paget University Hospital seen within 4 hours, and 67.9% at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. At the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in King's Lynn, the figure was 60.9%, a record low for the site. It comes at a time when growing demand, limited capacity, staff shortages and COVID safety measures have all taken their toll on emergency departments. However, emergency attendances at the region's hospitals are starting to fall, though they remain relatively high. A spokesperson for the NHS in Norfolk and Waveney said, Emergency and urgent care services continue to remain extremely busy, and emergency department staff are working closely with NHS partners and the ambulance service to make sure patients are seen as quickly as possible.
A hospital has had to call in builders to fix problems with its £7 million radiology centre just a year after it opened. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital treated the first patients at its Centre for Interventional Radiology last autumn. At the time, it was hailed as the first centre in the country to house two advanced imaging robots, which give precision guidance for procedures such as biopsies and reduce the need for surgery. But according to a source, work at the centre has ground to a near halt after major structural problems were found in the metal supports for the building's ceilings. It has meant procedures have had to be cancelled at a time when the hospital is already under immense pressure.
The honeymoon is very much over for Dean Smith at Norwich City as his depleted squad slumped to a 2-0 defeat against Aston Villa. Forced to name a team with nine players missing through injury or COVID-19, things got worse before half-time when Ozan Kabak was forced off injured. With a score already 1-0 to a Villa after a Kabak error was exploited by Jacob Ramsey, Ollie Watkins eventually made sure of the victory in the 87th minute. With three academy youngsters named on the bench, it was Sam Byram coming on for Kabak to end 20 months out due to his injury. But that was a rare bright spot on a night that ended in Carrow Road booze and dejection. Losing a third successive game was exacerbated by failing to score for the fourth time in five matches, propping up the Premier League table with 17 games played. Now we'll move on to our second feature. Robert Paul is a Broad Society member and former chairman. In his article, he delves into the science and history behind Norfolk's waterways. His opinion piece is read by Ian Robertson.